Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Power Forgiveness Podcast. My name is Dwayne Staten, and I want to thank you for tuning in for another episode. This podcast is meant to help those toward the path of forgiveness, for the ones who've been hurt, heartbroken, forever changed by something that was said or done to them, which changed their mindset, the course of their relationships, their future, and even their life in general. With this podcast, I speak about the lessons I have learned from forgiveness, and I give it to you, the audience. And today, I want to do a little something different. What I would like you to do is I want you to grab a sheet of paper and a pencil. I'm going to give you a couple minutes to go ahead and do that. If you need time, just go ahead and pause this episode while you grab it. Got it? All right. Today, I want to talk about saboteurs. Now, this may be a new term for a few of you, but I found this out during a class I was taking, and I wanted to bring it to you all. In the book Positive Intelligence by author Shirzad Shamin, saboteurs are internal enemies. They are a set of automatic and habitual mind patterns, each with its own voice, beliefs, and assumptions that work against your best interests. They're a universal phenomenon, so it's not just you who has one. Everyone has one. That was the definition that the author gave. My definition is someone or a voice that stops you from being or achieving all that you want in life and uses fear, shame, guilt, stress, and more to stop you. I want to do an activity with you all. It's called Saboteur Awareness. Now, do you have that sheet of paper and pencil? Good. We're going to become more acquainted with the different types of saboteurs. And I want you to make sure that you give each saboteur you identify as a name and write that down. On the top of your paper, I want you to write this. Type of saboteur and name it. Type of saboteur and name it. Next to that, I want you to write, what does this saboteur say? What does this saboteur say? In the space next to that, possible gifts. Possible gifts. And next to that, finally, when does this saboteur appear? When does this saboteur appear? Now, when it comes to saboteurs, there are different types, and I want you to see if these are anyone or if they all are yours. The first saboteur is called the judge slash inner critic. Now, I can speak to this one because this one is mine. Every time I want to make a move toward a goal or something that I really want to do, I feel my saboteur always judging me for it or being an inner critic. When it comes to forgiving someone, it was judgment. Why are you going to forgive them because of what they did? You weak. You don't care how you feel. You want them to feel good. The inner critic was, you should have done this sooner. Why'd you wait too long? So that's what my saboteur said to me. This saboteur for me usually appears when I try to take a step towards something new. When I want to go towards something I want. That's when it appears. Telling me that I'm either not good enough, I'm not equipped, everything. Now, the possible gifts, it helps me to step back and to think about these things. But at the same time, it could lead me to do analysis paralysis. So how do I overcome? I look at the pros and the cons in every situation and I pray on it. And then once I hear God's voice and seek counsel, speaking to someone who I respect, like my dad. I go forward or I step away from it. And that's how I punch my saboteur in the face. Another saboteur is called the perfectionist. Oh gosh, this one. This one, everything has to be perfect before you either make a move or you submit something or anything. It has to be perfect. Instead of it being nine, it has to be the exact 90 degree angle, not 89.9, not 89.99. It has to be exactly 90 degrees. It has to be clean a certain way. I have to say this a specific way. I have to stand a specific way. I have to do it a specific way. And in order for all those, when I do all these things, they're in alignment in a specific way, that's when it'll happen. That caused me a lot of stress, and that was just an example. But that's what the saboteurs say to you. Maybe it says something different. I want you to write that down. If this is your saboteur, same as the judge, what does it say to you? When does it usually appear? And what are the possible gifts that these saboteurs bring? I want you to write those down. Another saboteur is the pleaser slash conformist. Or, as the old saying goes, you go along to get along. This is usually people pleasers. People who want to make others happy and to please other people and conform to their beliefs. And while I understand compromising and that you take one for the team, that's understandable at times. But for every situation, that could be a saboteur. You're pleasing others just to make them happy at the expense of your own peace, of your own joy. You conform to others' beliefs that go directly against your core beliefs. That's a saboteur. I'll give you an example. You want to forgive someone that's hurt you. And you know in your heart, this is what God has called you to do. But you have someone you love, we'll put a random person, your mom or your dad. The person you want to forgive hurt them so bad that they hate the person. We'll say it's an uncle or a cousin. Hypothetically, let's do an uncle. Your uncle hurt your parents so bad that they hate them. You want to forgive him, but because you want to please your parents, you don't do it. God has called us to forgive those who have done us wrong. And it says in Matthew, if we forgive others of our trespasses, if we forgive others of their trespasses, we will be forgiven of ours. And if we do not forgive others of their trespasses, we will not be forgiven of ours. And we conform to that belief that we're supposed to hate this person because of what they did. Now, mind you, there are a lot of acts that are truly horrendous and nasty and wrong. And I see that wholeheartedly. We must still choose to forgive no matter how hard it is. Now, that does not mean that we are weak or that we are soft or that we let them off the hook. Not at all. It means that we are showing the love of Christ by forgiving them. We are forgiving them to let us off the hook so we can have joy, freedom, and peace and healing and letting go of bitterness and anger and hatred. And we're showing other, this is what Jesus did for us. We've done sin. We've done unspeakable acts, and yet he died on the cross for our sins. He forgave us anyway. Next saboteur is the safety captain. This one is like someone who has to make sure everything is safe. You got your elbow pads, your knee pads, your helmet. Okay, cool. You got your chest pads, the shoulder pads, the leg pads. Basically a bubble where everything needs to be safe. Now, mind you, we shouldn't be jumping head first into everything. But that doesn't mean we have to protect ourselves in every way, shape, or form. In an example, we shouldn't be putting ourselves in a bubble. Because while it makes us quote unquote safe, it isolates us from other people. If this is your safety captain, what does this saboteur say? When does this saboteur appear? What are the possible gifts? As the same with the pleaser and conformist. What do they say? Then the next one is the guilt tripper. Oh, I don't like this, Bama. This guilt tripper basically takes you on a trip of guilt. Anything you want to do, just guilty, guilty, guilty. That's all it is. I didn't forgive this person. Dang, I feel guilty. I forgave him too quick. Oh, I feel guilty. Everything you do is just a guilt trip, guilt trip, guilt trip. So, out of all these saboteurs, what do these saboteurs say to you? Whatever one resonated with you. What possible gifts do they bring? And when do these saboteurs appear? So out of all of these, which one or more than one resonated with you? I want you to write those down. And that's just the surface level of saboteurs. If you want to go into deeper discussion or a deeper talk about saboteurs, schedule a session with me. As a life and forgiveness coach, I can guide you to overcome any challenges and obstacles that it is to stop you from being or achieving all that you want in life. You can email me at dstatenspeaks@gmail.com. D as in David, S-T-A-T-E-N, S as in Sam, P-E-A-K-S as in Sam @gmail.com. I would love to help you. And I would love to help you overcome any challenges and obstacles that's stopping you from being or achieving all that you want in life. I know there are times where we don't have the strength to overcome the things that have hit us hard in life. And the only way that we can overcome them is with Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ died on the cross for our sins to be forgiven in the past, present, and future. And he rose from the grave to give us eternal life, power over sin, and power of the enemy. If you want Jesus Christ in your life, just pray this. Dear Lord, thank you for dying for my sins, my wrongdoings of the past, present, and future. I confess and believe that you died on the cross for my sins, was buried, and rose again. I give my life to you, Lord. Please come into my heart. I make you my Lord and Savior. If you prayed that prayer, I want to say welcome to the family. It's the best decision you could ever make in your life. I also want to say thank you for listening to another episode of the Power of Forgiveness podcast. If you like this podcast, please subscribe, rate on all platforms, and most importantly, share this with other people. You never know what they're going through. I wanted to let you know that the Power of Forgiveness has a group page on Facebook. Join the group and get in the conversation. The link is in the show notes. I also have social media. You can follow me on Instagram and Facebook. Those links are also in the show notes. And you can leave me a voicemail on Anchor. I would love to hear from you. That link is also in the show notes. I want you all to have an amazing week. And remember that forgiveness is not letting what that person or people said or did to you affect you, your spirit, your future, or where you're going in life. And that it's not an excuse for or enabling someone's behavior, but not letting what that person or people hold you back or keep you from being or grabbing all that God wants you to be or has for you. Have a good one.